Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
By the way, I got a problem. I'm hoping that maybe you could help me out. I seem to have misplaced something. This is kind of embarrassing, but if I don't know if I should even say it. If you have seen my white privilege card, would you please send it back to me? Please? Because I guess I never got one when I was born. My dad didn't have one either because he got back from Korea and it was like, hey, what can I afford? Sheridan Projects, here we come. So he didn't get his either. Somebody ripped off my white privilege card, and I'm not real happy about it, just so you know. I'm just saying. Anyway, it is 11 minutes after 4. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz has canceled his holiday event, otherwise known as a fundraiser. But there's a lot of Mark Poloncarz news here today. First of all, we did the math earlier. Based on the time of his news conference and the ending time of his news conference and the business day today, okay? At the most, we're talking about 5.5 hours of people being able to call Mark Poloncarz's office and say, attaboy, Mark, way to go. Because at 11:42 this morning, the Erie County executive, and folks, look, you know what you do when you know you've stepped in a fresh turd on a hot day? You pretend that it's more popular than it really is. You pretend you've got a lot of support, hoping that nobody calls you on it. But Mark Poloncarz, after basically 5.5 hours of time, and that's generous, where people could have called to comment on his mask remandate, tweeted out this morning, thank you to all the persons and business owners who have contacted my office commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate during this COVID-19 Delta variant surge. Okay, Mark, exactly how many people called to thank you for this? How many people and businesses thanked you? I want a number. Give me a ballpark number. Actually, it shouldn't be a ballpark number because you guys are supposed to take notes when people call in. You should be able to give us a clear number. Here's how many people called in to say thank you. I'd like to know who they were. And Mark Poloncarz claims, while there is a vocal minority who object to it, the vast majority of residents support these safety measures. Now, is he playing lawyer's games with us? Because he is an attorney. Let's see. Thank you to all the persons and business owners who have contacted my office commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate during this COVID-19 Delta variant surge. Okay, so thank you to all of the people. I suppose that could mean two people called in, right? Two people might have called in. And he could say, thank you to all who called in. You know, I'd like to thank all of the women who on a scale of none to 10, give me a 10. Thank you, ladies, both of you. Mrs. Nerd and my mom, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, but then there's a period. While there is a vocal minority who object to it, the vast majority of residents support these safety measures. Now, in that it's positioned right after the initial sentence about thank you to all the people, one might believe that he is talking about most of the people calling in support his mandate. I mean, this is BS. This is absolute BS. I want to know who called, what they said, and I want the numbers. I want to know. All right? Now, there's a chance that, see, at the very least, this is a misleading tweet. It's a misleading tweet, which leads people to believe that most of the people who called, they were totally on board with me. Most of the people, they were really on, but if you put a period in there, and he did, while there is a vocal minority who object to it, the vast majority of residents support these safety measures. You know what? You can get a poll to give you any result you want it to give you, okay? Donald Trump shouldn't have been elected in 2016, and frankly, should have been reelected in 2020. That's another story altogether. But I'm going to tell you that, look, I don't just hang out with a bunch of knuckle-dragging, you know, far-right-wing, Neanderthal, hairy, stubby, orange-loving, pickup-driving people who drink gasoline for fun, okay? There are some people I know on the left. Some of those people are in local bands. And, Mark, if you think they're happy about having their gigs canceled, not only are you power-hungry, you're delusional. They're not happy at all about this. Now, Mark Poloncarz was going to have a fundraiser. And let's just explore the BS further, shall we? He was going to have a fundraiser. I'm sorry, a holiday celebration on November 30th at Resurgence Brewing Company. And if you wanted to go, it was going to cost you $125 a person, but you could also be a sponsor. You could be a candy cane sponsor for $250. You could be a reindeer sponsor for $1,000. You could be a holiday cheer sponsor for $500. Or for $2,500, folks, you could have been a North Pole sponsor, which is interesting because that's exactly what I feel has been placed into me as a result of the mask mandate yesterday. A North Pole sponsor. Yeah, I had no idea that he was a Peter North fan. But also, moving along, shall we? And quickly, it has been canceled. Let me read to you from Team Poloncarz. Team Poloncarz. But we know who has the power. I mean, I don't know if it's a team or if it's just a dictatorship, you know? I mean, why do you even need a team if you are as omniscient, all-knowing, and powerful as Mark Poloncarz? It's with a sad heart that we must inform you of the postponement of Mark's upcoming holiday event scheduled for November 30th at Resurgence Brewing. While we had been looking forward to seeing you, we're postponing for the safety of all, including the staff at Resurgence who had become the focus of increasingly nasty attacks by individuals planning to disrupt what should be a happy holiday affair. Yeah. With all that money coming in, be real happy for Mark Poloncarz. For those friends who already paid to attend this holiday party, know that your support is greatly appreciated. Your contribution will be honored for our next event. Not going to give a refund, but he's going to honor the contribution for the next event. Aren't you lucky? Which we will hold when we can safely celebrate. While having the event with masks and proof of vaccination was discussed, the threats to the establishment and the safety of the guests take priority. If you would still like to donate to boy, it's all about the money. All about the money. If you'd still like to donate to show your support for the work the county executive is doing, you can make a safe, secure online donation at the link below. Any contribution, no matter the size, is greatly appreciated. We're sorry that we can't be together to celebrate this year, but we'll keep you warmly in mind during this season and into the new year, hoping to see you again soon, Team Poloncarz. But wait a minute, Mark. I thought a majority of people support what you're doing. I thought most people were down with the whole mask mandate thing. So if there were criminal threats made, Mark Poloncarz, you know, there's a thing that I know that you probably want like more defunding of it, and maybe send a social worker. There's a thing you can call when threats are made, and it's called the police department. Okay, you can call the police department. You can actually get phone records subpoenaed, because if calls came in, those records can be subpoenaed and you would know exactly who made what threat, and you can then choose to prosecute. You've done that already. Mark, come on. You're the lawyer. I'm not. If somebody threatened you or anybody with violence because of your holiday gathering, by the way, my holiday gatherings, I don't expect people to give me $2,500, just so you know. I mean, a kiss would be nice, maybe a cuddle, maybe a canoodle. But anyway, you call the police and you file a complaint and you prosecute. Mark, you know, you're trying to paint this narrative that people who oppose your mask mandate are dangerous, violent people who are going to do you harm at your fundraiser. Hey, dude, it's really easy. If somebody made a threat, you report it to the proper authorities, they get the proper subpoenas, and you prosecute the person who threatened you. Really easy, dude. But again, if most people support what you're doing, why would you be worried about a vocal minority? Your Praetorian Guard would simply surround them. You know, the BS from this guy just gets deeper and deeper. You know, I'm sorry, but hey, Pasquale, I'm having a holiday celebration this year. For $2,500, you can come to my house and hang out with me for 2 hours. Would you like that?
I have a five on me right now. Will that help?
Every little bit helps, because no matter how much or how little you can give, Pasquale, it's all appreciated. I should actually do that. I should do spend 2 hours with me at my home for, what should I, $2,500. Yeah, see how that works for me. And I would sit around and I would tell you how powerful I am. I have power. Did you know that I have power? I have power. Look, I don't have any power. I don't want any power. If I was in elected office, I would recognize that the people who put me there have the power. It's simply on loan to me from the people. But this guy really thinks he's got the power. Seriously. Like I said earlier, people with the real juice in this area, they don't have to keep telling you how much power they've got. They make a phone call, stuff gets done. Easy. I will not be here on Thanksgiving Day, duh. I also will not be here the day after Thanksgiving Day. And then next week, I'll be off most of the week because I have surgery coming up and then some recovery time. And then I shall be back with you. And I will have a different preferred pronoun, but I will be back with you. Okay, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. More of you, less of me. It sounds good. Here's Mark in Buffalo. Hello.
Yes.
Speak.
Hi, this is Mark from Buffalo. I'm a restaurant bar owner in Allentown. And I just say it's, you know, what Poland Cars did is just criminal. I just got so much product, beer, liquor on Monday, and then I'm there waiting for my deliveries, and at 2 o'clock I'm watching his speech on the thing, and then he puts the mask mandate on. We have 2 weeks to pay our liquor bills. He just shut down our Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, the busiest day of the year. They had this planned, him and Gail, two or three weeks ago. They could have had the consideration to send us business owners something like that. You know, he said he spoke to two different, people during his speech thing, and we didn't get notified. I'm not a pro.
And for the record, Cher's meatballs are much better than Mulberry's. Just saying.
That's for sure. So,
but you're raising an excellent point. Actually, several excellent points, Mark. Number one, I mentioned this earlier because I was talking to a restaurant owner last night about this. The dude just laid out a fortune into liquor and beer for Wednesday night. I did not know that you only have 2 weeks to pay the liquor bill, but here you are on the hook for thousands of dollars expecting so many people to come, and your crowd is going to be cut into because of the mask mandate. Tell that to your suppliers.
Exactly. They want to be paid no matter what. This is the exact same thing they did right before St. Patrick's Day, and then I was a close for a year and 2 months. I still had to pay my, you know, bills. And, you know, it's just criminal that they did this. I can guarantee they knew this 2 weeks ago that they were going to do this. It's to control. They didn't want people getting together over the holidays. And, you know, it's just such a shame that they can do this to people trying to make a living during the holidays. You know,
And there's something else, too. This is going to disproportionately affect women and minority-owned businesses.
You know, it's just I went into a store today and I forgot my mask because most people weren't watching the television show, you know, his thing yesterday. And I had to walk back, you know, and this is just a regular business, and it's going to affect regular business, too, for Christmas shopping, you know, besides bars and restaurants. It affects everybody. We've done our job. We got our shot. I did. You know, most people have. 82%, I believe, did. You know, my children, my son did. You know, he plays hockey. They're punishing us, and it doesn't seem that there's ever going to be an end to this now. I'm just so frustrated that they pulled this 2 days before, you know, our busiest holiday season.
Brother, I hear what you're saying. I'm glad you called. I feel for you. And, you know, let's put it this way, you've got a kid young enough to be playing hockey. Are you telling him to stay in New York State?
You know, right now I don't know where, you know, what they're, I have a 10-year-old and or 11-year-old. She just turned 11 on Thursday. And I have a 12-year-old. I own my business. We've been there in Allentown for 21 years. I live in Allentown. You know, I own my building. So, I mean, it's not like easy that I could just get up and start another business somewhere or go to Florida. You know, my parents live in Florida 6 months of the year, you know, and my father had cancer. He survived that last summer during the whole COVID thing. Got his COVID shots, did this, and they go to Florida, and it's, you know, they enjoy themselves there. They go out. They just, you can't live for, you know, like the sky is falling. Like,
well, look, amen. And I'm sorry I had COVID, the Delta variant, and it was no big deal. I'm sorry that for some people it has been the end of their lives, but for most people it hasn't been a big deal. It wasn't a big deal for me.
I have cancer. I tested, I got the shot. I tested negative the day before my second shot. I ended up getting COVID. I tested positive the same day I got my shot, my second shot.
Oy.
So I've had both vaccinations. I've had COVID. I mean, and I'm still on the wing to get the booster shot. You know?
Look, brother, I'm glad you called. I thank you. Obviously, thank you know, talk to your doctor. And I can't believe that one of the doctors that I asked said, well, you had COVID, documented case. You don't need the booster. Of all the doctors, I did not expect this particular one to say, don't bother with the booster. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Of course, that was advice to me. Your situation may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, baby. Good tune, man. Good tune. All right, it's Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Mark Poloncarz sends out a tweet earlier today. And you know, I'm reading it like again and again and again, and it's very sneaky. I mean, it's either a lie or it's extremely sneaky how he's doing this, because the tweet in question was put out at 11:42 a.m. Okay, and from the time yesterday's news conference ended until 11:42 a.m., business hour-wise, maybe five and a half hours elapsed. And Poloncarz tweeted out, thank you to all the persons and business owners who have contacted my office commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate during this COVID-19 Delta variant surge. All right, so 5.5 hours, and that's being generous, of work time. How many people, Mark, and who were they? If they support your mask mandate, they should be proud to tell us who they are and why they support it. So those records, by the way, we pay for that phone line, so we should have access. I would love to know if you're pulling our leg. I'm sorry, lying to us, Mark. Thank you to all the persons and business owners who've contacted my office commending us for reinstituting the mask mandate during the COVID-19 Delta variant surge. You know who isn't calling you, Mark? Well, maybe Niagara County businesses did, but callers like the other Mark from Allentown. Ladies and gentlemen, this totally matches a conversation I had last night with a gentleman we call Scooter at a meeting of the French Onion Soup Western New York Society chapter. And he was talking about, look, I just spent a fortune to get liquor and beer for Thanksgiving Eve. There's no way I'm going to make my money back. And we just heard that corroborated by the dude from Allentown. And of course they knew they were going to do this in advance. Otherwise, how would they have lined up the support of Kathy Hochul, the governor, which Mark Poloncarz took great pains to assure us that he has? Now, Pat Gallivan and the New York Senate, they're working on trying to strip Poloncarz of these emergency powers, which he's claiming under New York public officer law, not Erie County legislature, because Frank Todaro, he introduced a bill that stripped Mark Poloncarz of those powers. Sorry, I just had a vision of a naked Mark Poloncarz. Didn't like it. Here's the problem. Pat Gallivan can talk and propose until the cows come home, and nothing's going to happen because Mark Poloncarz is a left-wing Democrat. Albany is firmly in the hands of left-wing Democrats. Even if the Senate, even if the Assembly say, Mark Poloncarz, you've overreached, we're stripping you of your powers, Poloncarz already put it out there, with reason, obviously. He already put it out there that he's got the power and he's got the support of Hochul. So Hochul isn't going to, she's not going to veto this. And there certainly wouldn't be enough lawmakers with the courage or even the willingness, the desire to overturn Hochul's veto. So we've got a look, I feel no shame or guilt, nor do I feel hyperbolic at all in telling you, I believe Mark Poloncarz is obsessed with and crazed with power, okay? Think about the people in your life, okay? The really cool people don't have to keep telling you how cool they are. And the really powerful people, they don't have to tell you they've got power. They can wear a t-shirt and jeans, and they exude power. They got to make one phone call, and things get done. Okay? When I say things get done, I'm not saying somebody gets clipped and put in a lime pit. What I'm saying is they're able to get things done because they've got power, you know? But anyway, the giddiness and the delight with which Mark Poloncarz reminds us all that he has power over us, it's a little bit freaky. I've never seen a politician like this. I mean, not even, look, I know we recently lost him, okay? But not even Denis Gorski in his heyday was this arrogant or this insecure to tell us he has the power. He has the power. I'm pretty sure that Poloncarz late at night, I'm pretty sure he's got a mirror over his bed and he looks up at himself and he says, I have the power. I have the power. I have the power. Really? It's freaky, folks. It's freaky. And then if he's lying on top of being powerful, that's doubly freaky. And if we see those phone records, I think Mark Poloncarz ought to resign for leading us to believe that he's got more support than he really does. How can you trust somebody? Like I said, in your own life, don't you know people who lie about little things about which they don't even have to lie? Then you wonder, well, if they're lying about that, are there bigger things about which they're lying? Yeah, you might know people like that. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. More of you, less of me. Let's get back to the calls. Here's Amherst and Derek, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you? A couple things I wanted to point out. I am a business owner here in Erie County. I don't support anything that the county executive is doing. I plan on never, ever, ever patronizing any of the places he claimed has supported this. If it does wind up going to shut down, I'm going to pack up the two locations of the business that I have and move them to Florida. I'm done with it. But I have an interesting point to make, but I don't know if it's been considered, that you said a little while ago. So we have a scenario where if we move to the next phase, I have to put police in front of my stores to check the validity of if someone is vaccinated. And you said, well, you know, a business has the right to do that. We have these bars that are claiming to do it now, which I believe they're only doing it for, you know, the media coverage.
No. What I said was, is just let me allow me to interject. Mr. Goodbar, they have put into place a vaccine mandate. And I say, because I believe in choice, the business has, in my opinion, the right to say we will serve only the vaccinated or anybody can come in. The only challenge I can see to that is if somebody has a medical condition which precludes them from getting the vaccine, would that somehow be in violation of some statute or ADA or something like that?
Well, does the business have that right if it's a gay couple that wants a wedding cake?
Well,
that's a no.
No, because I believe that gay people are a protected class. See, there are some classes in America that mean more than other classes in America.
A gay couple that's unvaccinated wants to walk into Mr. Goodbar without a mask on.
I'm sorry, come again?
So if a gay couple wants to walk into Mr. Goodbar without a mask, are they allowed to? Because if a gay couple goes to a bakery, the bakery has to bake them a cake. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, it kind of, but I mean, basically, the policy has to be would have to be
against the vaccinated or the unvaccinated.
It would have to be uniformly enforced. I mean, look, let me put it this way: if we say my body, my choice, could we also say my business, my choice? Would you support that?
I do, but the point is, there's a precedent set that says a business has to do certain things. They don't have the privilege to deny people.
Right. Actually,
gay couple is that. So,
well, I don't know why you're bringing the whole gay thing into it. You're kind of losing me. I mean, look, the whole point I'm trying to make is if we believe that private businesses ought to be able to decide instead of the government deciding for us, how could you be opposed to what Mr. Goodbar is doing? It's not like there's not a million other places you could go.
Oh, I'm not opposed to it. I won't go there because I don't agree with them. I'm not opposed to it. But my point is, I didn't know a business had that right anymore after the precedent was set when that bakery was forced to make that cake.
Well, I mean, you can have a dress code if you want. I mean, you can say, look, if you're not wearing a suit and a tie, you don't get into my place. I got turned down in New York City. I wasn't wearing a suit and tie. And I mean, you can put your own policies into place, right. But they can't, Seth, they cannot violate the civil rights of any protected class.
No. So be it. But point is, he locks us down. I'm leaving.
Well, look, I mean, good for you. I mean, the only way this stops, and I haven't spent enough time on this, is if we all say, I'm not going to comply. Don't comply with this. Don't give in. If your restaurant that you like to frequent gets fined, do a GoFundMe page. Help them out.
Well, and that's why I won't support the ones who are supporting this nonsense right now. But businesses will leave this county.
Right. Well, look, I'm not going to go to Mr. Goodbar. I mean, I haven't been there in God knows 30, 40 years. But I mean, that's not the point. I mean, if they want to say vaccinated only, fine. But conversely, if somebody wants to say, hey, you know what? We don't care what your status is. You're welcome. I've got no problem with that either.
I would agree. But again, precedents have been set, and I can't believe nobody's been challenging these. That's all.
All right. Well, they just announced it today, and there's going to be another one that comes forward. Thank you very much. But my understanding is you cannot forget it, the whole gay thing. It kind of threw me a little bit. But my understanding is as long as you are not discriminating against a protected class, the key words there are protected class. Now, maybe we've got an attorney out there listening who wants to add in, and that's fine. It is 4:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I can't believe none of my friends who are restaurant owners who were going to call in have called in today. Probably because they've been on the phone with their lawyers. But I'm not going to lie, I'm feeling a little bit neglected. I'm feeling a little bit taken for granted. I mean, one of you out there who owns a restaurant, you understand that they might as well just sign my entire paycheck over to you and you give me what's left at the end of 2 weeks. So you really need to be on the phone. All right, it is 4:49. Maybe you can come to my house on Christmas Eve. I'm only going to charge you $1,500 to spend 2 hours with me for the holidays. Wouldn't that be nice? All right. So, you know, with that tweet earlier about most people support me, just a vocal minority don't. Mark Poloncarz is either lying to us or he's being deliberately misleading. Either way you slice it, it's disingenuous. I couldn't look you in the eye. If I talked like that to you guys, I couldn't go home at night and look myself in the mirror and not say that you are a disgusting human being. I couldn't do it. Like every ad that I do, an endorsement, everyone I do, I believe in. My rule is real simple. If I wouldn't tell that to my own mother, I'm not going to tell it to you guys. And I don't claim to be holier than thou, but there are some things that I take seriously. I don't take myself seriously, okay? But when it comes to my recommending somebody for you, I do take that seriously, very, very, very much so. All right, let's get back to the calls. And I also take seriously, I'm thinking maybe the night before Christmas Eve, for $2,500, you can come to my house and hang out with me. I mean, I guess that's how you do it, huh? You can be a North Pole sponsor. We'll sit down and watch the video together. All right, let's go to Ron in West Seneca on WBEN. There actually is a video. I don't suggest you Google it at work. You're on WBEN. Welcome, Ron.
Welcome, Tom. No, Tom, I love your show as always. Man, I just, Tom.
Would you pay $2,500 to hang out with me on Christmas Eve?
No. No. I would probably.
You cheap bastards. All right, go ahead.
I bring you some liquor for your liquor cabinet, though.
Here we go.
I would do that for you, my friend. I swear we were separated at birth. I think that Poloncarz is basically what he's trying to do is strike a chord with the unsophisticated, the people that do follow him. And I think the same is happening with Mr. Goodbar Restaurant. What they're looking to do is strike an emotional response. And they're exaggerating the science, probably to provoke a reaction. And that reaction is hoping that the media will cover this. And because maybe Mr. Goodbar is suffering in numbers and they need to increase their business. So therefore, they're just going to put out this media response. Because I looked at their Facebook page and it's in their website. It's right on there and they're bold about it.
Look, it might be because they want free publicity. That's an excellent point. Or it also might be that they know their target audience. And their target audience, I believe, is more like the woke crowd, the younger people. And these people have been conditioned over the years into obeisance. So, you know, they want the mask mandate. They want somebody. They need a safe space. And that's what they're trying to do.
Right, and I think the people that really support Mark and the same people that probably patronize Goodbar are people that are looking for expanded role of government. They enjoy that expanded role of government because really they can't make their own decisions for themselves. They're not comfortable doing that. So therefore, they rely on the government to do that. And I think that
I just rely on Mrs. Nerd to make all my decisions.
I think that Mark he's probably – I don't know why he doesn't call in a debate with you. Oh, yes, I do, because he'd lose. But I think the numbers that he's justifying his ignorance. And I think the older he gets, his performance is suffering.
Well, I mean, when it comes to, okay, how you can't even debate the idea that it is not normal. It is not normal for a president of the United States, a member of Congress, or a county executive, or the mayor of Williamsville. It is not normal to say, I have the power. But say it with this like demon-like grin. I am powerful. I have the power to do this. And he clearly gets off on it. I mean, really, it's pathetic. It's sick.
He's seeking approval. I mean, Mark is suffering in his life, his personal life. And what he's trying to do is that if he's not – I'm just hypothetical here now. I'm not attacking him personally because I don't know him. But maybe he's got some things going on personally that are out of control, and he knows that he can control or attempt to control what is happening right now. And his market – what he's doing are the people that are are there to listen to him. He's priming them who will listen. He's looking for an emotional response from these people because he is creating his own world of disapproval in a sense, you know, because he knows that he's got to create something to bring his approval ratings that he thinks are going to go up.
Well, I don't know the cause of it, okay? I have no idea, and it's none of my business what's going on in his private life, okay? I couldn't care less. But what I'm more concerned about the fact that we have a person as a county executive who is clearly a power junkie. He's a power-crazed maniac. No politician I've ever known has been so, I have the power. And it's like he's jumping rope every time he says it. I mean, seriously, I think the guy's, I think he's very aroused when he says it.
That's why I said I think that he's suffering. Maybe something is going on personally that he doesn't have control of. And a real quick, Tom, who paid for his dinner when he had these meetings? He said that he met with certain people at different restaurants. I want to know who picked the tab up for that.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it might have been on the arm. It might have been something for which he paid. I mean, that to me, that's not a big deal. I mean, I'm pretty sure Mark Poloncarz can't be bought with a steak dinner. You're going to play for higher stakes when you get to that level, and I accuse nobody of anything illegal. I thank you very much for the call. Look, it is – I got to tell you, though, it is awkward. If you're in the public eye, it's very awkward. I feel very awkward accepting something for free from somebody. Like Friday night, we ran into a couple. We'd never seen them before, and I asked them about their fish fry because I – wanted to know if it was any good. They said yes. So I sent them a round of beers over because that's what they were drinking. Then they sent us a round of drinks over that was top shelf stuff. So I'm like, oh my God, they have one-upped me. So I ended up picking up their dinner tab because I didn't want to be in debt to anybody, and they were really nice people. So it was fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.